Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It's kind of strange. In Santa Rosa County, a normal year for us is 4 homicides. And out of those 4 homicides, usually 3 or sometimes all 4 will be domestic violence related. But for this, 2 in one day, 5 people dead in one day, it's never happened in Santa Rosa County since I've been here. And I started with Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office in 1993. And it's never happened like this.
That was Sheriff Bob Johnson talking at a press conference last week after not one but 2 murder-suicides had taken place on the 6th of November. I think that's right. And then you had one on October 25th and then one on June 9th. And so a total of 9 people wind up getting killed in the combination of all of these things. Just a horrible, horrible run of these incidents. Sheriff Bob Johnson always joins us on a Monday from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
And by the way, I just want to make sure that we mention, even though we're going to be talking about this, it is Veterans Day. I appreciate your service and, of course, the service of all of the other veterans that serve in Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. So thank you so much for that.
Yes, sir. My honor.
Absolutely. So this, I mean, no connection between these, but just terrible coincidental timing, right?
Yes. Yeah, it was pretty horrific. And as I said in the press conference, you know, I think all of the year prior, we didn't have a murder suicide. And then this year, well, except for the one in, that same year. So we didn't have one that I can remember in the previous year. And then all of a sudden we have this. And it was pretty horrific.
And, you know, I know, you know, you and I talk a lot, Chip Simmons and I talk a lot about this problem of, you know, where violence comes from, and obviously it comes from crime, it comes from drugs and crime. But then this kind of like crimes of passion and or relationships is just, you know, domestic violence stuff is, it feels like it could be behind any door at any time.
Yeah. And what makes it so frustrating for law enforcement is there's no way for us to prevent it. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you prevent a domestic disturbance from occurring? And then even when you have a domestic disturbance and we respond to it, you know, we're interjecting ourselves into a problem that could have taken years to surface. And then we're supposed to correct it in, you know, an hour. It's pretty frustrating for law enforcement.
And, you know, look, the sort of crimes of romantic passion, they're common enough, and you get that people get crazy over relationships. It doesn't excuse anything, but it's sort of you can process how that happens. The fourth of these incidents was an adult, like a 52-year-old son, kills his parents, right? I mean, what is that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and the scary part about that is that, you know, people end up having a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And it just befuddles us as to why, number one, you would ever think, even have it go through your mind for a second, of killing your parents. Mm-hmm. I can't fathom it. So I have zero explanation for that one.
So in sometimes you guys have warning, like sometimes you get a call and then nothing comes of it, or there's no action to be able to be taken. Were any of these like prior contacts, or were these all first contacts?
Yeah, one of the one that happened just before the guy killing his parents, we had a call out there for domestic violence. And when we get to a domestic violence call, we have to, if we can prove that violence occurred, we arrest the primary aggressor all the time. There's no, we'll let it slide to a warrant. But if we get out there and there's no evidence of any kind of violence and it's a verbal argument, obviously, we can't make an arrest on that. And that's what occurred in the one, not with the parents, but the one prior to that one. We had come out, and I want to say it was like 6 or 8 months prior. It wasn't like the day before or anything. And we get out there, and it's a verbal. and that's how they covered it. They wrote a report, which is required by Florida law, and left. And then, you know, months later, this occurs, and, you know, it's terrible.
And I know for some people, what they're probably thinking is, well, why don't police do more? Why don't we, you know, make the law so that they can be more active or be more invasive or aggressive or something like that? But you'd be arresting everybody because, you know, domestic disturbances are one of your top calls for service, right?
And it is. And who out there thinks that it would be okay to arrest somebody for arguing verbally with their spouse? I would rather it get worse than us just be able to carte blanche arrest people just because they're arguing.
Yeah. To save the one, you want to save the one, but you'd be violating the hundreds, you know, in order to make that happen.
Right. And it's kind of like, you know, what they say, the law is written to where, you know, 100 guilty people will go free before innocent person goes to prison. So, and those odds are okay with me. I mean, I would much rather, you know, have guilty people go free than me put an innocent person behind bars.
Right. Right. And that is absolutely the way our system is written, designed to be written that way. Bob Johnson, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fires from John Pickens. John?
That's right. One new accident to let you know about. Brent Lane and Baptist Way that just happened. First responders are on the scene. We have just a small delay in that area. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. But I do want to just make sure that we mention this because, as we've talked about many times, abusive relationships never heal themselves, never get better, never get less. Yeah. He's not going to change. She's not going to change. It does go both ways. And so, you know, leaving is almost always going to be the best alternative or getting counseling. I mean, you know, real professional intervention might make a difference. What's the resource? I want to make sure people know that there are resources.
Well, you know, the first thing is we have a great group of ladies, victim advocates that if you're the victim of domestic violence, they can, they have all kinds of resources, Favor House. They can also walk you through the process of getting domestic violence injunctions. They're just very good at what they do, and you can reach out to them anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by calling dispatch and just saying, hey, I need to speak to a victim's advocate, and they will get a hold of one. And they're great ladies. Like I said, they've been doing it for years, and they know what they're doing.
Oh, that's good. And there are so many resources. Just somebody has to be willing to take a step and ask. And, you know, that's what we want you to do, because we don't want you to end up in the news.
Yeah, you've got to break the cycle. And it's not going to break itself, trust me. And if he says, I'll never do it again, I guarantee you it will only get worse.
100% of the people, you tell me if I'm wrong, 100% of the people that wind up in this kind of a situation have at some time in the past promised it would not happen again.
Oh, yes. I would agree. I mean, there's no way to know that for sure, but I guarantee you you're correct, yeah.
We did want to tell kind of a good story, which is, you know, what is it, about a year ago you had this drug trailer demolition, cleared some land in the Midway area, and that has now produced a good result. You plowed the field and you grew a house.
Yes, exactly. So Habitat for Humanity built a house, and some lucky person is going to get to move into a brand new house. And it just shows you that, you know, drug dealers and people who break the law a lot, every once in a while they do the right thing when forced to, because they seize their property.
And this is a part of the land trust in Santa Rosa County that Habitat's kind of shepherding through, right? So this will always be affordable housing forever.
Yes, correct.
Oh, man, that's good news. I saw you on the news with Colton Wright, Commissioner Colton Wright, doing this, and I just thought, hey, that's a nice good thing that we can always talk about. Sheriff Bob Johnson, he's a Santa Rosa County Sheriff. Sir, as always, thank you for the time again. Thank you for your service. Hey, just, you know, can I take a quick second?
Sure.
A lot of veterans wind up serving in law enforcement.
Yes.
That seems like a very rich source of people who have gotten good quality discipline and training. And, you know, where would you be if it weren't for the veterans who serve in law enforcement? Am I right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. And, you know, veterans already have that mentality of, hey, I want to help and protect people, because obviously when you go into the military, you're wanting to protect your country as a whole. And, you know, you get out and you still have that drive and you still have that feeling. There's no better job in the world than law enforcement for a veteran.
Oh, it's great. And I know so many. Like, what percentage of your force is veterans?
Oh, Lord, I don't know. I've never looked it up, but I guarantee, well, just command staff. Let's go command staff. I probably have lieutenants and above. I probably have about 50 of those lieutenants and above total, and I'd say probably easily over half.
Yeah.
Easily.
That's what that would have been my guess, is half would be like in the vicinity. So, no, that's fantastic. Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, sir, thank you for the time, especially on Veterans Day today. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thank you.
819 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're trying to decide whether it is time to sell your house or what the right price is for that house or what the strategy or how long it'll take and what you can expect, hey, that's why you call a good real estate agent. Call Christina Leavenworth. Hey, you know, you might have a family member, you might have a friend, a church buddy, something like that who does real estate. And I'm not saying ignore them. I just, you know, put two or three people on your list and then, I mean, these are professionals and you're going to pay them a pretty hefty chunk of money, or at least you're going to bring them a pretty hefty chunk of money. They ought to be, you know, performing for you, right? And so you want to make sure that they're the best and compare them to each other if you want. Just include her on the list. And one of the things you might get is the advice that, like, right now is maybe not the best, not because of the market or the interest rates or anything else, but because it's the holidays. She was talking on Pep Talk the other day and she said, you know, look, Thanksgiving, Christmas, November, December, maybe not the best for selling a home. I mean, it's okay, but not the ideal. The better is January or February. If you can wait, you'll get better offers. You'll sell it quicker. It'll be less work and you'll be satisfied better with the result. But, you know, look, if you got to sell a house, you got to sell a house. But that's the kind of advice you want, is advice that seems a little bit contrary to even like her personal interest. But that is the advice she will give you, is whatever is going to be best for you. Sold 175 homes last year. We'll sell about that same amount this year, even in a kind of a, you know, not great market. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I like candy.
First down, 10 yards on the throw and catch, and they'll go here, try to run it. Ball's on the ground, falls out of Ramirez's hands. The Argos have it. They scoop it up. DJ Barnes rolling to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. The defense scores again.
He's got three receivers, two here near side, ball on the far hash. Claps his hands. They'll run it. No, they'll throw it, but it gets tipped at the line, picked off. Interception, the return is on inside the 35, loses an offensive lineman inside the 20, 10, touchdown, North Greenville scores on defense, and they've cut it to an 8-point game.
A lot of weird big plays in the Argos' victory over North Greenville on Saturday here in Pensacola. The first one was a 25-yard scoop and score, 14 minutes left in the first quarter, so they were 49 seconds into the game, and they scooped and scored one and led 7-0. They put another one up, went 14-0, and then you heard that play with the pick six, 40 yards for North Greenville, made it 14-7. UWF got Another touchdown the regular way from Marcus Stokes to Damari Brown. 28 yards, made it 21-7. And then on the kickoff, after scoring the touchdown, North Greenville returning.
We'll go down to Camille Clark to get the reactions on the sideline. This one will be returned. They'll take it from at the goal line. Finds a little seam in the middle. This is a big return. Out to the 40, to the 50. If you don't get him, he's gone. They're going to take it all the way back to the house. 100-yard touchdown return. And this game has just gotten crazy. Oh, my, coach.
He said 100. It turned out officially to be 99 yards. That's not good. That's not good, but it does happen. And it's, you know, it's exciting to see. So that was 21-14. UWF put another touchdown up. And then the defense recovered. Defense has been the story of this team this year. The offense had struggled in the beginning. They are really coming together better now in the end, which is when you want. That's what you want. But they, you know, the defense had a pick also. So, you know, they've done a lot of good things, and they wound up winning 35-14. And so we got just a little bit of time left in the season. Just for, like, stats, just because it was fascinating. The total net rushing yards for, remember I said that the defense has been good for UWF, for North Greenville, negative 16 yards. Like, net tackle for loss on the day. And that's not the first time that's happened. Total net passing yards, they made 85 yards. Argos had a great first half, and then kind of, I like the way Jamie Kennedy described it, is they couldn't get out of second gear in the second half. And that's kind of accurate. They got the one touchdown, but, you know, not a lot going on otherwise. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. No new accidents to let you know about, but we're still seeing some major delays. If you're on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox, the railroad crossing right there is closed as they do refurbishment. So plan either Hancock Lane or Brent Lane to get around that mess. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Yeah, this is what I warned you about, that they were going to start closing these roads off. I put a video up yesterday, which a bunch of people shared, and that's good because you're aware. But Airport is now closed. Hancock, Oakfield, Burgess, I think, are likely to be closed any day. They had could be today, you know. The only consolation to that is if they close it today, Veterans Day, when the schools aren't in for Brown Barge in West Florida, that maybe they've got an extra day to try to get it done sooner. So less traffic disruption for your car rider line and your buses. But, oh, man, I just know it in my heart. I hope it turns out to be false. But I know that Oakfield and Burgess are going to be closed at the same time for a couple of days. And getting your kids to and from West Florida High School and Brown Barge Middle School is going to be horrible. As long as those two are closed, if they close them at the same time. And even Hancock is going to make that. I mean, and Hancock, too, I think, is going to be closed at the same time. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, former ICE director Tom Homan is being tapped as president-elect Trump's border czar. On Truth Social, Trump announced that Homan will be joining his administration and will be in charge of the borders. Earlier this year, Homan promised he would run the biggest deportation force this country's ever seen if Trump was elected. Wildfires still burning in California and in New York. The wind-driven mountain fire raging across California has now scorched about 21,000 acres. That's about 31% contained. On the East Coast, a New York State volunteer forest ranger has died. That's the first fatality from the wildfires in the Northeast. And an update on the loose monkeys in South Carolina. Authorities say they're still looking for a sizable group of monkeys. They've recovered about two dozen of them so far. The monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center in Yemisi earlier this month. And that, coincidentally, is about 50 miles from Morgan Island. I was telling you about this earlier. That's near Beaufort, South Carolina. And they apparently have a colony of a couple thousand monkeys that have lived on that island for quite some time.
Were they also escapees from a lab in the past?
Well, they were left over from some type of a research experiment, a biomedical research thing, I believe. I don't know if they escaped or if they were set loose after the experiments ended. But this has been like a thing.
In voters, the separation agreement, they got the island.
Apparently.
The consent decree.
Well, I know people who've lived in South Carolina, and a lot of people apparently go by boat and drive by the, you know, boat past this island because you'll see the monkeys
all over.
Yeah, up in the trees.
That's got to be an odd thing in, would you say, South Carolina, right?
Right, yeah.
That's just, hey, look, Monkey Island. Would you go there? John, would you go to Monkey Island?
I would. I think it'd be very interesting.
Good place for a picnic. Just don't take bananas.
Exactly.
It's an interesting read on afraid or not afraid. You know, would you trust the random wild running around rummaging monkeys, you know,
that have previously been experimented on?
Yeah. I think I'm a no. I think I'm a no on Monkey Island. I feel like, you know, they're all nice until they got you where they want you. And then, you know, they flip you on your side, knock you out and take you to the fire. You know, like that's because I've seen way too many movies.
Yes, you
Meg,
are
you also a no on Monkey Island? You look like you're a no on Monkey Island.
I'm a no.
You're a no. Okay.
I've seen too many Planet of the Apes.
Exactly. Like, you know, rowing on by at a safe distance and watching out for arrows would be my approach. David, thanks so much for the update. You think monkeys can build arrows? I think experimental monkeys can do a lot. Who knows what's going to happen? Golf Breeze girls volleyball sadly did not win at the state championship over the weekend. Real close. 5-set match and... Yeah, it was tight. Even the last one was very, very close. P&J doing good reporting on this. Ben Grieco never had more than a 2-point advantage for St. Thomas Aquinas, who beat them in the fifth set. It was back and forth, of course, the whole time. Oh, and the Escambia County Tax Collector, the Marcus Point office, is going to be closing on Friday at noon. And the new office on Palafox is ready to open. At 8 a.m. on Tuesday the 19th. So there's going to be a couple of days of moving stuff over. But, yeah, every time I drive past that building, I think, it's almost there. Well, genuinely, it's almost there. We've got about a week until that's going to be open for folks. So that's kind of exciting news.
I'm Jelosi. President-elect Donald Trump naming Tom Homan as his border czar.
Every morning I get up, every morning I'm pissed off about what this administration did to the most secure border in my lifetime. So I'm going to go back and do what I can to fix it.
Homan on Fox and Friends this morning. He served as the acting ICE director in the first Trump administration. Trump also announcing his ambassador to the UN, New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
Trump telling the New York Post, quote, I am honored to nominate Chairwoman Elise Stefanik to serve in my cabinet as U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Elise is an incredibly strong, tough, and smart America First fighter.
That's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in New York. Judge Juan Merchan has said he's going to rule tomorrow on the president-elect's request to toss his hush money conviction because of a Supreme Court ruling that gave presidents broad protection from prosecution. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Cloudy right now. We've got some rain across the area. It is 70 degrees in Pensacola, and police say that the SWAT team is on scene at a standoff. This is at an apartment on Gonzalez Court. Right now, PPD officers have confirmed that the suspect involved in this standoff is armed. The SWAT team is responding to the incident. This was first reported to us about 7 o'clock this morning, and PPD's Mike Wood is at the scene. We are waiting to learn more about this situation. This incident is the first deployment for PPD's new Bearcat armored vehicle. Now, looks like we're not out of the woods just yet. There's another potential tropical development on the horizon in the Caribbean. The National Hurricane Center giving a disturbance, about a 40% chance of development over the next week. They are expecting a low-pressure system to form in the next few days. A tropical depression could form as soon as this weekend. It is Veterans Day today, a day to honor all veterans here in our community. We do have some parades scheduled around the area, although with all this rain, we'll let you know if those are if there's any changes, if they're not happening. The downtown Pensacola parade is scheduled to start at about 9:30 this morning. And that would run from Garden down Spring Street, Main Street, and Bayfront Parkway, and then end at Veterans Memorial Park. That parade followed by a ceremony and a ringing of the bells at the park. There's also a parade scheduled this afternoon on Pensacola Beach. That one's scheduled at 2 o'clock today, and that would start at Via de Luna past Avenida 10 and go to the Beach Pavilion. The Marine Corps League had a ceremony at Veterans Memorial Park yesterday celebrating the 249th birthday of the Marine Corps. They held their ceremony and rang a bell for each vet that's passed.
That's a very powerful thing, and you just don't know what a single thank you can do for a veteran. And so our camaraderie is huge because it keeps all of us connected. And life is hard. It's hard for all of us. So when we have that brotherhood to connect to, and our brothers and sisters, you know, are looking out for each other, that's very important. And we're always looking to reach out and to grow our ranks so that folks know they've got a family. They got a Marine Corps League family.
And that is Chaplain David Trombley. He says today's a good day to thank a veteran in your life. We do have an update on that now fatal crash that happened on I-10 last week. The crash happened Wednesday in Escambia County on I-10 near mile marker 9. FHP says 49-year-old Sean Wilbur was driving a truck that hit an SUV. He was arrested for DUI the night of that crash, but he'd been released from jail on bond. Troopers say a juvenile that was a passenger in that SUV has now died from their injuries. New charges have been filed against Wilbur. He's charged with vehicular homicide and DUI manslaughter. Wilbur is currently being held in the Escambia County Jail with no bond, pending a hearing. Atmore Police investigating a drive-by shooting. That happened Saturday at Brooks Lane. Officers say a man was shot in the lower body from a moving vehicle. The man's sister called police to report the shooting. Police are asking anybody with information on that to contact them. And an arrest made last week for that alleged politically motivated assault on Pensacola Beach. 52-year-old Tiffany Gerken is charged with felony battery on a person 65 or older and property damage. The victim said she was attacked while waving a Kamala Harris sign on Via de Luna and Fort Pickens Road. That attack left the victim with a swollen eye and broken glasses. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now let's take a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens. I'm sorry, John, I almost forgot you.
That's fine. Let's see here. No new accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox and also Hancock Lane, those railroad crossings are closed right now for refurbishment, so you definitely want to avoid that area. Take Brent Lane, or I guess even Burgess would be your next alternative. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you so much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a wet day for your Veterans Day. 80% chance of those showers lasting through the morning and the afternoon. High near 77 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Rain could continue through your Tuesday morning. 20% chance of rain through the entire day as things will be drying up in the afternoon. High on Tuesday near 78, low near 66. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Again, rain all across the area right now. We've got 70 degrees. And taking a look at our markets this morning, the markets are open today, and the Dow is up 356 points at 44,345. The S&P is up just under 19 points at 6,014, and the NASDAQ is up 57 points today at 19,343. The bond market is closed today. When it last closed, it was at 4.306%. Gold prices at $26.38.20. Silver prices down 60 cents at $30.83. Bitcoin, Bitcoin's been on a tear lately. It's up another 3,000 right now at 82,387. And just about all of the other cryptocurrencies are continuing to rise as well. Taking a look at a couple of our stories here in the financial sector. The Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Mississippi State Senate. Documents filed in federal court on Friday claim a former staff attorney in the Senate's legislative services offices was paid half the salary that her white counterparts received for performing the same work in violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Tesla has now become a $1 trillion company. Shares of the electric vehicle maker climbed 8% Friday during trading to push the market cap past $1 trillion for the first time. And a majority of Americans say they expect the national debt to go up under the upcoming Trump administration. That according to a new Reuters Ipsos survey after the election. 62% of people said that proposals could push the U.S. national debt even higher. It's 8:38, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South windows and doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South windows and doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
Gunnels!
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more Wednesday at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before Pep Talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I want to have a conversation with you about sticker people. My theory is that the world is made up of sticker people and non-sticker people. And the first question I have for you is, on your laptop computer, stickers yes or stickers no? 437-1620. I have other questions to follow, but I have never had stickers on my laptop because it always felt like, I mean, it's a laptop. Why would you do that to your laptop? But I see some of these stickers that, you know, and I think, I kind of want to do that. That makes, you know, that's cool. That's hip. That's hackery, you know. And, well, like when I had a skateboard long time ago. Still have it. I mean, just don't skate much anymore. Still occasionally. I don't die most of the time. But, you know, stickers on the bottom of your skateboard, very, very normal. So it's not that I'm anti-expressive. It's just that there's always been something about the sticker on the nice thing that made it not nice. So that's my first question. Sticker yes or no on your laptop? John?
Nope.
No stickers on your laptop.
None.
I'm going to guess you're a yes stickers on your laptop, Meg.
Now, what in the world would make you think that?
Because I see a sticker on your cell phone.
Okay, that's not a sticker. That is a cover. There's a big difference.
Oh,
it's a cell phone cover.
Okay.
That has Georgia Bulldogs on it. So
you might want to change that.
Yeah, you might want to hide that one today. But,
okay, but,
fine.
But as far as the laptop goes, no, sir.
So no. Okay, but no special expressive case. No wrap, no skin, no nothing
very
like that. So we're
professional
all three
looking.
Boring. Okay,
professional.
Well, I'm thinking about changing.
Uh-oh. Why?
I've got some, like, I've had for 40 years, like, some superhero stickers I've just never used. Kind of thing like you save and you think, I'm going to find that right time to use them and somehow, you know.
Pokemon?
Just, no. This would be like Wonder Twins and, you know.
Oh.
Oh,
Batman,
yeah, the cool
that
stuff.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, like it's so retro, it's come back in not once but twice now. That's how old they are. So 437-1620. But I want to branch out a little bit because I had seen your sticker on what I thought was a sticker on your phone. And what I started thinking about was things like the person who puts stickers on their laptop, do they put stickers on their phone? I don't see people with stickers on their phone as much. More of a custom case.
I see people with stickers on their car.
Oh, sure.
Car.
Right,
back
of course.
The car, lots and lots of things.
And now think of like your Stanley mug. If you have a drink mug of some kind, my children love to have their stickers on their tumblers, I guess you call them. They're not. We don't do Stanley. I mean, come on. We're not ruining them for life. But it seems like, what's the hierarchy? Because I think probably the laptop is the one you'd be least likely to put on. And so somebody who puts a sticker on their laptop definitely has stickers on their car and their tumbler.
And their refrigerator.
And maybe on the refrigerator, too. Yeah, so 437-1620. I'm trying to think of what's the order of... although, now that I say it, Let's see. I'm thinking my son's not on his car, but yes, on his Tumblr. I don't know if he has. He doesn't have a laptop. He actually converted back to a desktop. So, and I don't think he's stickers on the desktop. 437-1620. Oh, this is a good one. No, not on my laptop, but on my guitar case. Yes.
Oh, I've seen lots of stickers on guitar.
Yes, that's
usually
very common.
Like where they play.
Locations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Places
concerts.
That you've been. That's right. Somebody here says no with many exclamation marks. In fact, it's three sets of double red exclamation mark emojis. So that's a that is
so
an
how do you really feel about it?
No, yeah. Stickers, no, just across the board. Stickers, let's see, no laptop stickers, just no. But maybe, you know, but if I'm not, if I don't have my laptop sticker on, then all I've got is a branding for the manufacturer. I don't
True.
Really care about that. I mean, that just seems so. When you see somebody like, okay, so I'm 53. If you saw me walking around with a laptop that had stickers on it, would you think,
Or would you say, oh, that's so cute?
Or would you think that's, oh, that's kind of neat. He's a kid
at
heart.
Probably not in banking.
Well, true. Definitely true.
That's cute.
Look at how I dress every day. It's a perfect ad.
But you might be a teacher. You know, a teacher might have lots
okay.
of stickers for the kids.
Yeah.
You know,
to make your occupation might shape whether you're more or less right? likely to have stickers on your laptop.
Now, do you wear stickers to ball games? Because I've done that.
Stickers to ball games?
Yes. Like
oh, like under
on
your
face, on your face?
No.
For football games?
No, I've
stuff.
Never had that impulse.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting question, though. let's see. Somebody says stickers, paste-on stickers, why? Somebody says no laptop stickers, just no. Somebody says no stickers. No stickers on my laptop, only on the inside of my closet door. And they sent me a... Oh, there's a lot of... there's a lot of stuff here on this door. I see hats. I see what looks like riding gear. What looks like a bandolier full of shotgun shells. I've learned a lot about this person in a short amount of time. I like it. It's kind of cool. Let's see. 437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No new accidents to let you know about, but you're going to see some delays if you're traveling on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox. The railroad crossing is closed there, and also Hancock Lane, they have closed that railroad crossing also. So I guess your alternative is either Brent or Burgess going a lot out of your way.
Can I guess that Oakfield and therefore Burgess is going to be next? I mean, I would figure today.
Yeah,
they were set to close
up.
Those yesterday.
Yeah.
And those four in a row, that would make sense to have all of those and then refurbish. By the way, side note, if you take a kid out to watch the work being done when they're actually moving the tracks and jiggling the gravel, it's a really cool operation. Don't miss the educational opportunity. It's a very cool machine operation to see it done.
You bring lawn chairs?
If you want.
Okay. I mean, you might as well have a place to sit while you're there.
There won't be any traffic to fight. You can just sit right there on the road.
Lunch.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Right. Why not?
All right, John, thanks so much for that traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
good.
You.
437-1620. If you have a plumbing need, a leak, a drip, a weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet or turn on the faucet, it should not do that. And if it doesn't, then it stops. That's bad, right? They don't fix themselves. You want to reclaim your Tupperware from underneath the sink? Come on, you're better than that. Have Barbera come out and fix it so you don't have to worry about it anymore so it doesn't get worse. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barbera Plumbing. Back to the question of the day. Sticker people, non-sticker people, can intermarriages work? 437-1620.
Where did that come
Wait,
from?
Well, can a sticker person be married happily to a non-sticker person?
Wow.
I mean, you know,
Boy, that's
you, anybody
thought.
Can be married to anybody.
Thought,
to worry about you a little bit, Andrew.
Yeah, no, why not? Let's see. I have, like... On my car, I have a Cardinals window hang sticker on the back and a News Radio sticker, and that's
it. On the paint. I saw that on the paint. Were you covering something up?
On the paint?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's on your paint.
On the bumper?
Yes.
Oh, the News Radio one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You covering up a boo-boo?
No, no. It's just, you know, okay. Loyal to my brand. 437-1620. No laptop stickers, but yes to water bottle stickers. I'm curious about the phone. I think there's a lot of people put it on their water bottle. A lot of people put it on their laptop. I'm curious if people put it on their phone. Somebody says no to laptop, but yes to cups and coolers. Oh, coolers. That's another one. People put them on their coolers, like when you're going out on the boat or something. That makes sense to me. Let's see. I do have stickers on my kitchen window and a couple of on my wall. Walls? Okay. I mean, you know, it takes all types to make a radio show work. Let's see. Andrew can be much more. Andrew, can you be much more nerdier?
Oh boy.
Ouch.
Well, I can criticize your grammar if you want me to be nerdier in that direction.
Oh dear.
No, I mean I'm pretty much maxed out. I want to find a sticker of a barrel full of monkeys. Sticker on the beer fridge in the garage. Oh, there you go. Like the good fridge, not the bad fridge, or the bad fridge, not the good fridge, and not on your stainless. You wouldn't put stickers on your stainless, right?
No.
That'd be weird.
Magnets.
No. Magnets, maybe, but I don't think they stick well to magnets because unless it has metal, ferrous metal underneath. No stickers on my laptop, skateboard, but I do have stickers on my RV for the states that we've visited and been. I get that. No tattoos and no stickers. All right, I see you on that. You think sticker people have tattoos? More likely or less likely? More likely, right? Don't you think?
I mean, that's a tough one.
Any correlation at all?
No, I don't see it.
Okay. Could just randomly yes, no in either category.
Right.
All right. My sorority has laptop stickers. So here's what I want you to do. You tell your friends, today I listened to the weirdest radio show. They were talking about sticker people and non-sticker people and tattoo people and non-tattoo people. That's what you tell. That's all you tell them. They're like, anything else? No, you should listen for yourself. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says it's not. This is the guy who sent me the picture of his door. It's not riding gear. It's competitive shooting gear. Sorry. Gotcha. My wife and I are both non-stickers. Somebody says 437-1620. Unless it's metal water bottles, holy cow, are we unhealthy? I put stickers on my Yeti cooler, my Pelican cooler. I also have them on my back tailgate bumper of my Polaris Ranger, and the man cave fridge gets stickers too. You are keeping the sticker people in business. Mm-hmm. Do pasties count? No, that's a whole different conversation. The only type of stickers I put on my nice products will be classy ones that are clean, level, and square. A detailed, technical, OCD type person in stickers. I think there's not a lot of overlap in that category. My wife has many tattoos and she puts stickers on everything. My husband stickers everything and I'm just a Tumblr girl. Why sticker a phone? It gets traded in too soon. And yes to stickers, no to tattoos. There you go. All right. A lot of variety. Kind of surprised me. Brought up some different categories. I appreciate that. That's your frivolous topic for the day. And you can always use those to talk with coworkers or kids or friends or, you know, random people that you're standing with in the elevator, whatever. 850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The holidays are right around the corner. Here's why you should hit up Jim's Firearms in November. 1. Beat the holiday rush. 2. The best selection. Find exactly what you're looking for before it's all gone. 3. Pay with layaway. Lock in your gun purchase now and pay over 60 days. 4. More time for customization. And 5. More time to take it easy and have a stress-free season. Shop smart and local with Jim's Firearms. Jim's Firearms at the corner of Sorrento Road and Blue Angel Parkway.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, don't just bring it, sing it.
So I saw a story that is not about the United States military, but it is about the military. And it's an interesting story about how bias and illogical thinking works. And so I wanted to highlight it for a second. This is a couple weeks ago. A New Zealand defense minister said that the cause of the country's first naval loss since World War II is being investigated. They lost a ship. Okay. A New Zealand Navy ship sank. Yes, they have a Navy. Defense Minister Judith Collins said she's appalled that Commander Yvonne Gray is getting online abuse from armchair admirals, people who will never have to make decisions that mean life or death for their subordinates. So the commanding officer of the ship was a female, okay? And not just female, but openly gay. And so a lot of people are kind of taking the opportunity to say, well, this is what happens when you have a woke military. This is what happens when you have women in command of a ship, or all, you know, all of these kind of things. Well, okay. If you happen to have a man commanding a ship and the ship runs aground or sinks, do you say, well, that's obviously because it's a man? Right? If you had a straight guy or girl captaining a ship that ran aground, you know, did they hit things because they weren't gay? I mean, it's just, it's weird stuff that people leap to. And you know me, I'm fairly traditional in my morals and fairly questioning towards a lot of the efforts that I see in the military, because I think the point of the military is to, you know, as Rush Limbaugh always famously said, to kill people and break things. And that should be mission number one. And everything else is secondary. So I've always been a little concerned about, well, a lot concerned about the social experimentation and, you know, social agendaizing that the military has become. Then again, let's be honest, integration in the military was viewed that way in the beginning, and integration turned out to be a pretty good thing for the military and probably led the way in America, too. But it's just weird, this kind of confirmation bias bigotry, where if you don't think that women should be in the military, then a woman has a bad incident in the military and you think, it's because she's a woman. Well, what's the percentages? Right? What's the comparison with men? Can you be a good ship's captain and be a woman? Seems like the answer is yes. A lesbian? Seems like the answer is yes. I know actually a fair number of very high profile, very effective lesbian leaders. And I mean, it doesn't seem like a surprise to me. You know, do you have any idea how many high performing lesbian leaders there are, or females that are straight? I mean, do you give them credit when they're great, or do you only fixate on it when it's like, it's always this question of checking your biases and your bigotries. And by the way, I'm not saying don't ask the question. You know, some people are unwilling to ask the question. I think you should ask the question. Are female commanding officers more or less the same effective as males? Are gay women more or less effective than gay men, straight men, straight women? I mean, is there any correlation at all? Maybe there is. Maybe it turns out that lesbian commanding officers are terrible. Maybe it turns out that they're spectacular and this is an aberration. I don't know. You should be willing to ask the question. Sometimes the problem is we're not willing to even look at the evidence and see where it may lead because we're afraid that it might lead to some conclusion that's apolitical or politically incorrect. I would never be considered an ally of the acronym community or the rainbow community, but I despise bad reasoning. I really do. I mean, she happens to be blonde. Is that why? You know, is that what we shouldn't have blonde captain? Like, you know, it's just always be on guard against your biases coming out in something that keep you from seeing a truth or that make you jump to see a truth that's not really justified. John Pickens has got traffic on the files. John?
No accidents to let you know about, but we're still dealing with on Airport Boulevard between I-110 and Palafox, the closed train tracks there, and also Hancock Lane. Those are closed also. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And as I say, I would be unsurprised if tomorrow morning you're taking your kids to West Florida or Brown Barge, and it's not just Hancock and Airport, but it's Oakfield and Burgess too, because they seem to be ready to close those yesterday. Since we're kind of in the vicinity geographically, Australia is now leading the United States in a very important decision. They are going to prevent people from under 16 having social media. Now, they're apparently going to grandfather you in if you already have it, But the idea is to ban children. There would be an age limit of 16 years. You have to be 16 in order to buy social media, to use social media. Good. The only problem is not it's too young. I would say 18. But then again, I would say 30 probably for most people. But no, this is good. Platforms including X, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. You're going to need to, you know, figure out if they're old enough to get it. Good. Good. Do it. I keep saying this. I can't say it enough times. There will come a point in the future where we all look back and think, we gave our kids social media the way they gave people cocaine in, you know, the early 1900s. We are going to be completely amazed that we ever allowed kids to own their own TV stations and then to broadcast to each other with virtually no controls whatsoever. I mean, it's weird enough to let adult, you know, 18-year-olds do it. It's a terrible idea to let 15, 16-year-olds do it. But, you know, we're not there yet. But Australia is getting us there.